Welcome to the Lent Easter podcast series from the National Association of Directors of Christian Education. This year, we have invited our board of directors and other DCEs from around the United States to share with you their thoughts on the Psalms of Lent and Easter. Throughout this season, we ask you to consider the message of our suffering Savior and his road to Calvary. As we journey towards the cross and the empty tomb, we pray that you are blessed by these devotions. Now sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and take a listen.
My name is Emily Phoenix, and I serve with Kendall. The season of Lent has a much different tone than Advent, yet they are both seasons where we are looking for and learning from our Savior. During Lent, we strip away all of the excess and focus on the person and teachings of Jesus. Psalm 23 is not one I would normally associate with this season. It's probably most often heard at funerals with that familiar first line. The King James Version reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Psalm 23 is short enough to memorize. The visuals are easy for our human minds to comprehend. For many, it has become a life passage, imprinted on hearts and minds for both joyful and challenging times. But as I approached this season, I couldn't seem to read past verse 1. The NIV says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." Lack nothing? The sentence drives me a little crazy, since it's a double negative. You really have to think about it. Essentially, there is nothing missing. Or as the Christian Standard Bible translation says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I have what I need." During Lent, many of us participate in the discipline of fasting. Sometimes it's removing an item or activity from our life that is getting in the way. Maybe it's a food we should really eat less of, or an idol that is consuming our time. It all points back to spending more time with Jesus and leaning into his life, his teachings, and his journey to the cross. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, who came down in human form. He left the heavenly throne to live among God's people. But the ESV translation of Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8, enriches that picture of what God did for us. Quote, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Unquote. Jesus emptied himself for us. He left his throne. He took on flesh. He experienced the pain and brokenness of this world. He gave of his time and his whole self to teach us about an unimaginable, unconditional love. He served in the lowliest of forms. As we journey to the cross in these coming weeks, I will focus on Jesus and his provision. I will see the sacrifices he made in this earthly life. I will sit at the foot of the cross as he hangs, emptying himself in death. And I will come back to Psalm 23, verse 1, and know that Jesus became nothing so that I could have everything God promised. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Lent Easter podcast. We ask you to look for us on your favorite podcast platform to regularly receive NADCE's podcasts during the Lent, Easter, and Advent Christmas seasons and throughout the year. God's blessings on your week.